Proclamation number 237, dated the December 25th, 1937. Sun. Divine radiance. Light and love. Oh, my child, if you just always hand yourself over to your Savior without hesitation, peace will enter your heart and you will be released from all difficulties burdening you. You shall lift yourself up by His love. It is not the Lord's will that you should lose heart. And neither does He want your spirit to grow tired. Therefore He gives you comfort and strength through His words again. All rain and activity in nature originates from God's immense love. It is like a constant emanation of life creating light which influences all being and becoming on earth and in the whole of the universe. And in order to shape this becoming according to God's wise will, the Lord constantly lets the light shine forth. If the infinity of the cosmos scares you and you become aware of your own smallness, you should nevertheless not allow doubts to arise in God's love and His care for every single being. Just as the light of the sun illuminates the earth, as it warms and animates everything that exists on earth, as it enables the plants to flourish, and provides brightness and warmth to all living creations on earth, that is how countless other solar bodies emanate the light, so that the whole of the universe is subject to divine radiance and the light will never ever go out, for the Heavenly Father Himself is the light from whom all life originates. The light is never-ending and never-ending is love. Both are the epitome of God and will exist for all eternity. The Lord in His infinite love and goodness created His beings in light, and therefore every being will also strive towards the light, and anyone who lives in light travels the path of ascent. Anyone who turns to the Lord with the desire for divine enlightenment will be surrounded by bright light, for alone the will to return to the original state will bring you closer to it. Every seedling tries to break through the soil and turn towards the light. In the animal life the desire for light is equally predominant. Should therefore the human being want to remain in darkness and not turn towards the Father of all light? And yet, the human being has to endure extensive battles against hostile forces which would like to permanently extinguish his desire for light in him. Their aim is to enshroud the human being's spirit, the soul, in utter darkness and to conceal the true purpose of life from it in order to gain greater control over people and to remove them from the sphere of light, which they unconsciously strive towards, and to pull them down into eternal darkness. God's love and care constantly concerns these earthly children who are in danger by the darkness. The human being himself is a creature without any will of his own once he becomes subject to the control of this darkness. Without divine help he would never ever be able to release himself from this control. This is why so many spiritual forces are placed by his side so that no earthly child will be left to this fate without warning. Just as the opponent influences the earthly children on one side, so the love of noble spiritual beings influences them on the other side and fights for the soul. It is easy for the earthly child if only it slightly hands itself over to the virtuous forces, for the power of good, the power of love, is incomparably stronger than the power of evil. However, the human being is often so deluded, his will, which should direct him towards the Heavenly Father, often fails precisely in this instance and, vice versa, is again so strong to accept without second thought what the adversary offers the person. Hence it is also his own responsibility, since he uses his strength and will, which he received to advance his soul, in order to fall away from God. You, my child, are needed by the Lord, laborers, who are willing to be of service and devoted to the Lord, shall help those who are weak to take the right path and, through the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ, find their way back to the Father. It is extremely valuable that the knowledge of the pure truth is conveyed to people, for due to the long-standing conflict between the churches, the teaching of Christ was presented to people in a way that they barely want to accept it these days. They no longer consider it a heartfelt guiding principle offered to them by God's love, but very often merely believe it to be a traditional, humanly created word of instruction which scarcely touches their heart and which they just no longer take seriously, but much rather would like to reject. This is why the Father wants to impart His word to them in a new form, so that they will perceive the divine love therein and might open their hearts to the voice from above. The Savior dwells amongst people again. He will always be in the midst of you who proclaim His teachings. He will help you to choose the right words, so that you yourselves put into practice what you are teaching. And thus His word will penetrate people's hearts again and they all, in turn, will lovingly help each other, for everyone shall become enlightened, and every being shall release itself from the darkness as soon as they receive just a tiny ray of divine light, since the striving for light will continue for all eternity. Amen.